Welcome to the SEC Championship Game Preview Show on BunSports.com. We are just hours away from number 2 Alabama playing number 3 Georgia for the championship of the SEC in the Georgia Dome in downtown Atlanta at 3 o'clock Saturday Central Time. During the next little while, we are going to bring in some of our analysts here on BunSports.com and get them to give you insight and predictions for the upcoming matchup. Both teams come into this game 11-1 on the year. For the Georgia Bulldogs, ranked 3rd in the BCS and representing this year the East Division, the Bulldogs' only loss came at number 6 South Carolina on October 6, a 35-7 beatdown that the Gamecocks imposed on the Dogs. That's the only loss of the year for the Bulldogs. Georgia also beat number 2 Florida 17-9 on Saturday, October 22nd. Since then, the Bulldogs have beaten Ole Miss 37-10, Auburn 38-0, Georgia Southern 45-14, and Georgia Tech 42-10. Other games this year, Georgia started the season by beating Buffalo 45-23, beat newcomer to the SEC Missouri 41-20, beat Florida Atlantic 56-20, beat Vanderbilt 48-3, and Tennessee in a high-scoring contest 51-44. For the Alabama Crimson Tide, representing the West, the only loss of the year came at home against number 15 Texas A&M and the high-powered offense led by freshman phenom Johnny Manziel. Alabama lost that game 29-24. The Tide began the season with a 41-14 win over Michigan in Arlington, Texas, then number 8 Michigan. The Tide beat Western Kentucky 35-0, Arkansas at Arkansas 52-0, Florida Atlantic 40-7, Ole Miss at home, 33-14. The Tide then went on a two-game road streak of Missouri, which they won 42-10. Tennessee, which was a 44-13 victory for the Crimson Tide. The Tide then returned home to play number 11 in the BCS, Mississippi State. They were able to get that win 38-7. And then the game of the century part two, well, almost, as LSU came into the game with a loss. Alabama was undefeated. The winner was thought to have a great chance of playing for the BCS championship, and Alabama won the game 21-17 and finds itself one game away now from the BCS championship game. Western Carolina was a 49-0 win for the Crimson Tide, as was arch-rival Auburn, which had an embattled season, 49-0. And in a matter of hours, number 2 Alabama will face number 3 Georgia for the SEC championship. Jay Barker joins us now. He's the former Alabama quarterback, won a national championship in 1992, and was in 3 SEC championship games. Jay, how you doing?
Jake, you're doing great. And, we talked about that today on the show on the opening drive. And actually, in 1993, was hurt in that game. And actually, I'll never forget sitting while it was raining that night. And we were actually, I was back in Tuscaloosa with a knee injury after the Auburn game in 1993, so that was a tough night. I had to sit there and watch my team play and ended up not winning that game, but ended up our team playing in 3 of the first 3 SEC championship games, and it's amazing how much this game has grown.
Well, and the third one was in the Georgia Dome, too, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's right, 1994, and it was us in Florida, and we lost that game by 1 point, which is very, very tough because we had such a great year. We ended up 12-1 that year and just one loss by 1 point to the Gators there in the SEC championship game. So that made it really, disappointing for us. Probably one of the biggest, I know it is the toughest loss for me that I had in my career. The other loss was in Auburn, but wasn't able to finish that game because of an injury. So, that year, I think in 94, if we win that game, I think we at least got a shot from the voters because at that time we would have won 13 games to maybe have a chance to, get another national championship.
Is it a big advantage for Georgia playing in the Georgia Dome?
I think it's an advantage from the standpoint that, it's right there in their home state. Most of the corporate sponsors are from that area, so a lot of them are Georgia fans or, they end up going to a lot of the Georgia games, and people that have boxes there as well are suites. So I'm sure the Georgia Dome is going to be filled up with Georgia fans. Alabama, we travel so well and do such a good job of the fans supporting the team no matter where they go. And we're used to being in Atlanta. So I know a lot of my buddies and friends, teammates, and everybody are either there right now, headed there tonight, or going to be there first thing in the morning. But definitely, I think, for them, they're a lot of those kids, grow up in that area and they go to the Georgia Dome and they're part of that or see it. And, for them, it's kind of like when Alabama and the Auburn game, or when we had the SEC title game in Birmingham, it was a very familiar venue for a lot of us, and I think it gave us somewhat of an advantage. But I don't think it'll be that much of an advantage because most of these guys have had a chance to play in the dome, whether it's been a preseason game or not preseason, the first game of the season, as well as playing in an SEC title game like they'll play tomorrow night.
The quarterback duel is going to be key, and we've talked about Aaron Murray, and of course Aaron Murray and A.J. McCarron both top in the nation in pass efficiency. How do you think that's going to play out? Do you think Murray's going to once again not show up for the big game, or does he get it done this time, and how about McCarron?
Well, it's been very interesting because this week he chose not to visit with the media. They said that it was because he was writing two papers and needed to work on classwork and focus on school for the week, and I'm not so sure if because Rick and the others felt like, hey, let's just isolate him from all that. Let's just let him prepare, get ready, and not have to worry about doing media stuff and answering those type of questions because he hasn't fared well. AJ has actually stepped up in big games like this. Actually, some of AJ's best games have been at the biggest of moments when he's had to pull either Alabama from a come from behind, a win against LSU this year, national championship, had an outstanding, his best game, I thought, all of last year was in that last one. And, you know, has played well in a lot of big games in his career. So, you know, Aaron is one of nine of top 25 teams. He's, you know, against Florida, the only top 25 team he beat. Florida had six turnovers.
Right.
He was 12 of 24 and three interceptions in that game. They were able to apply pressure, and he didn't perform very well in that game. So we'll see. To me, everybody wants to give the advantage to Aaron Murray because of all the numbers he puts up. But, man, I give the advantage to AJ McCarron because he's been in bigger games, and also because, you know, you look at the wins and losses, and just what he can do. If he feels in that same style of offense, throwing the ball more and putting up bigger numbers, you know, he can put up the same type of numbers. But his passing efficiency and how he protects the football, that's where I think it gives AJ an advantage in this game.
Saban preaches process. Rick tries to extract emotion from his team in big games. Saban versus Rick, who do you like in that matchup?
I like both of the guys. I really do. I think the world of Mark Rick, been around him, been at different events, spoken with him at different events, whether it's been for churches and charities or other things. Coach Saban, to me, is just an amazing motivator. Mark knows about his own way of motivating his kids and, you know, doing everything he can to get those guys ready to play. He takes a little bit different approach. But, you know, you see him get fiery and,
sure,
and very emotional at times, but nothing like Coach Saban. But I do agree with you. I think, you know, and it's not just the pregame. It's not just the talk there. It's the whole week leading up to it. It's the process which he talks about. It's the sports psychologists that work with the guys on a weekly and daily basis. Those guys are in the locker room before game. They're there at halftime. They're on the practice field during the week. They're sitting, you know, on the sideline, standing there with the players and just reminding them of just putting things in their mind, psychological things that they can kind of use as triggers to keep themselves focused in on the job at hand. And I think that's probably some of the most unbelievable stuff that we're seeing with this Alabama football team. Jacob, I tell people all the time that these kids are getting degrees from Alabama. They're getting a great degree in football as far as learning the game, but also they're getting a degree in psychology from some of the top professionals when it comes to sports psychology and other things. But you're talking Fortune 500 CEOs, CFOs, and COOs get, and it costs millions and millions of dollars for these guys to get that type of training, and then these football players are getting it in college, and something that they'll take with them for the rest of their lives. I think that's a lot as to why Alabama has been so successful.
And finally, a prediction. Tomorrow afternoon, rather, his game starts at 3 o'clock Central Time on CBS. Tide, Dogs, who do you have?
Well, you know, I really think, just like all the games, it may be a situation where Alabama kind of starts a little bit slow and is able to pick up steam as the game goes on. I really hope we get our running game going. If we get that going, it can stop them as far as Gerstner with Gurley and Marshall and not let them gain any confidence early on. I really think we can take care of business. I think it's going to be, and I know the spread, I guess you might say, as far as over-unders in the 50s.
Yeah.
You know, my prediction has been 28-17, so that puts it, you know, in a situation where about 45 points being scored in this game. But I think Alabama, you know, I'm not so sure if Georgia scores 17 points against the defense. They might, even though, because the defense has given up a lot of points and numbers against LSU and Texas A&M. But we'll see. I think these two teams fit up very well against each other. I think their style of offense is good against Alabama wants to do on defense, and somewhat vice versa. But I really think it's going to be a battle of the trenches and how well our offensive line handles their defensive line and move the ball down the field. But again, my prediction, 28-17.
Jay Barker, you can hear him weekdays on the Opening Drive on Jocks 94.5 in Birmingham from 6 to 10. Jay, thanks.
Jacob, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me on.
The college football professor joins us with his thoughts on number 2 Alabama versus number 3 Georgia. the SEC championship game. College football professor, good afternoon. Hope all is well.
Good afternoon to you, Jacob. It is going well. It's a wonderful day. Well, it's a beautiful day for football today, and I think it'll be nice in the Georgia Dome tomorrow.
Should be about 72 degrees inside the confines of Atlanta's big stadium. Well, what is your key to this game as we look at it? Both of these teams 11-1. Alabama lost 29-24 to Texas A&M, and Georgia lost 35-7 at South Carolina. So what's your key to this game?
I think the key to the game is going to be Alabama is rushing the football, and I think the key for Georgia is that they're going to need to throw some deep passes. So that deep ball, if Alabama can defend that, and if Alabama can run the ball, I think it'll go according to plan. In my estimation, as I've looked through the statistics up and down, I know statistics are not what wins a game. Alabama's got a little edge in most every statistic on the board. And while I don't think Alabama is quite as talented as the team that Alabama had last year, this is a good team. This is a team that's maybe better than the parts.
As a coach, you, of course, know what it's like to stand on the sidelines in big games as a former coach. What do you think is going to be the strategy for Mark Richt and Nick Saban? We've seen in these big games, of course, Nick Saban seems this week to be wanting to deflate things and wanting to have his team remain as much oriented about the process and what it takes to play this down and this minute as possible. Whereas in big games before, we've seen Mark Richt really play on the emotions of his team, whether it's the black jerseys or running out onto the field to get a celebration penalty like we saw against Florida several years ago. So what do you think is going to be the biggest key in the matchup of the two coaches?
I think that Saban comes into the game with a very solid game plan. He's got an idea of what he wants to do. And he has that intensity. When he has his team playing at an edge, it's just almost impossible to beat them. And if he can get his team to play with the edge that he usually has, I think they will be able to take the air out of all the emotional buildup that Georgia has.
How big an advantage is it for Georgia playing at the Georgia Dome?
I don't know that it's going to be that big of an advantage because sure they will have a few more fans there and sure they will be loud. But Alabama's going to have a lot of people there too. So I don't think there's going to be a great advantage one way or the other at that point.
Yeah, we saw that last year as Alabama went to New Orleans, which is minutes from the LSU campus, and had no problem with the LSU partisan crowd there in New Orleans. Well, it's the time for the prediction, so college football professor, I'll turn it over to you. And what's your final prediction for the game, CBS 3 o'clock, Alabama versus Georgia?
I think there might be a little bit more scoring in the game than we might think. So just to use a score, I'm going to say Alabama 31, Georgia 20.
Yeah, that is, I think, the over-under is 51 points, so that would hit it right on the head. I think that's an interesting point about the points. A lot of people have been saying it's going to be a very low-scoring game, but I'm not so sure. These offenses are pretty good, too, but we'll see. College football professor, thanks for being with us.
You're sure welcome.
We're joined now, as we always are on Friday, by David Sears on this special SEC Championship Game Preview show on BunSports.com. David, hope all is well. Hope you had a good week.
I had a great week. I'm definitely looking forward some great SEC championship game action.
Well, it will be good, and I'm looking forward to it as well. Looking at this game, there's so many different angles you could take, and I think it resembles that LSU versus Alabama game last year with just the game of the century, stars all over the field, and you just never know who's going to make the big play. So, generically speaking, what's your key to this game?
I said the key to the game will be the Georgia offensive line. If they can protect Aaron Murray and pick up all the Bama blitzes, and Aaron Murray will have time to throw and be able to take advantage of the Alabama secondary. However, if they are under pressure all the time and keeping Aaron Murray constantly on the run and uncomfortable in the pocket, it will allow Alabama to establish the pace and change of tempo on defense that they want. And I think that would be the final nail in the coffin for Georgia's SEC championship game hopes.
So in the battle of coaches, and this is what really intrigues me here at this game, you have differing styles. You have Nick Saban, who likes to stay with the process, wants his team to really focus on what their job is, whatever it is. And then you have Mark Richt, which is very emotional, and both coaches have been successful with their different approaches at different times. Now, obviously, Mark Richt has never won a national championship, but he's been in position to several times. He likes to play on the emotions of his team, have them do things that other coaches would find repulsive, but he does it because he thinks it fires up his team. So which style do you think is going to out in the end?
I think the style of Nick Saban has shown to be more effective due to the fact he's got three national titles. I think Rick's style works well to a point, but it can't get you over the top.
And you've been in environments before, in college environments, as you played for Alabama. What do you think will be the advantage when it comes to being in the dome? Some players, and there are a lot of freshmen that are going to see playing time for each squad, and some players really just have to take a few minutes and soak it in. Who has the advantage when it comes to showing up in the big game and being there?
I'm going to have to say Alabama, merely because they played in a very big environment to start the season with the Cowboys Classic kickoff in that domed environment. I think that the freshmen will be able to get used to that, looking up to the ceiling, trying to catch punts, seeing the big set against the domed roof. And I just feel that a lot of the Alabama team is used to playing in the dome more recently than the Georgia Bulldogs.
Well, what's your prediction for this game, Sears? What is the outcome going to be?
I think Georgia will be able to do just enough to beat Alabama. I think that the offensive line will hold up just enough to allow Aaron Murray to win, but I think Georgia wins a close one, 28-24.
Georgia wins a close one, 28-24. Yeah, I don't know if we can allow this on the air, that somebody picking against Alabama. No, we shall see. I think the Crimson Tide, obviously, is number two, but it's neck and neck, and it's going to be whichever team can execute properly, and I think Georgia has a very good chance at winning. We'll have to wait and see. Hey, David, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Bun.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the Bun Sports 2012 SEC Championship Preview Show, and I hope you enjoy the game tomorrow. Number two, Alabama. Number three, Georgia. A playoff game for the national championship. The winner will play Notre Dame in Miami at the beginning of January, and we'll all turn our attention to that. But tomorrow it's all SEC, Alabama, Georgia. Enjoy the game. Enjoy your weekend. For Jacob Bunn, this has been the SEC Championship Preview Show on BunnSports.com.